Castile looked at his watch. He didn't want to get into this now. But on the other hand, Ward had a right to know, and if he told him later, Ward would be annoyed. The next leg is to Pilar. It's a little bit out of the way, but we're working with an Argentine cop on this, specifically a Gendarmeria Comandante named Duffy, and that's where he is. He's arranged fuel to be at a couple of the Argentine Polo Association's polo fields. One's sort of closed down for the day. Either Duffy's people or ours will take the crews to the safe house where we can make the first operation briefing and get them something to eat and some rest. As soon as it's dark, the choppers, each having taken aboard a couple of gendarmes, in case you have to land someplace you hadn't planned they'll make you legitimate, will fly separate routes to fields in the boonies for refueling. You'll get the coordinates at the briefing. There are redundant fields in case anything goes wrong. You'll wind up at a field in Argentina, several miles from the Paraguay River and about 10 miles from the target. This place has got a couple of big barns where we can conceal the Hueys and the shooters. The shooters are already moving there in private cars and trucks, mostly trucks, and again with a gendarme or two aboard in case they get stopped. As soon as everybody's assembled and the choppers checked and fueled, we'll make the assault. No dry run? No. That would attract too much attention, and you know as well as I do, Bob, that things happen, like dumping birds during dry runs. You guys have done this sort of thing before. I'm not worried about that. Ward nodded. What we're going to do, Castile went on, is make a simultaneous approach to the target. Three birds will take out the two generators, what we think is the main generator and its spare, and their radio. Duffy's gendarmes will cut the telephone and power lines at the same time. Three of the birds will use suppressing fire and get ready to put their shooters on the ground if necessary, while the fourth bird with a couple of shooters will land and grab the DEA guy and two gendarmes who these nice people have chained to a pole and, we believe, are keeping them doped up with some drug. You've located them? Master Sergeant Ludwig, you know him? Skinhead? Castillo nodded. Skinhead penetrated this place and got a positive visual. So you know where they are. Castillo nodded again, then said, unless they've moved, which will probably happen, the fourth bird will put two shooters, plus an ex-Green Beret and a cop, who both know the DEA guy, his name is Timmons, on the ground, grab them, put them on the chopper, whereupon the chopper will haul ass. The quicker we're in and out, the better. An ex-Green Beret and a cop? Where did they come from? The ex-Green Beret is called Pegleg because one of them is titanium. Larimer? You know him? Of him? Good man. And the cop? He's a detective sergeant. Is the DEA guy's brother-in-law. You brought a cop in on this? It was not my idea. But I don't know what shape the DEA guy is going to be in, and I don't want to have to fight with him to get him into the chopper, so maybe he'll be useful as a friendly face. Major Ward did not look convinced. I know, Castillo said. Best scenario, we get them aboard the chopper and haul ass without having to put the shooters on the ground. Back to the field across the river? The bird evacuating the DEA guy will go to the airport at Formosa. 100 clicks from the target, where the Gulfstream will be waiting. And there'll be medics to let Taurine know if it's safe for the DEA guy to fly, first to Uruguay and then home. Why Uruguay? Because the Uruguayan cops get the choppers when we're done with them. The Gulfstream will also take all the pilots home. Where are you going to be while all this is going on? I'll be flying the bird that lands to get the DEA guy. Ward did not respond to that. Not to worry, Bob, Colin Leverett said, coming into the light of the Coleman lamp. I'll be with him to make sure he doesn't do something stupid. Where did that idea come from? Castillo asked. For that matter, where the hell did you come from? I thought you were pumping fuel. My offer to be of assistance was declined, Leverett said. Somewhat rudely, I thought. Your offer to be of assistance to me is herewith politely declined, Colin. I need you to stay with the ambassador. Anticipating what you were planning for me, I had Vic D'Alessandro send the best available shooters from the stockade down here with the ambassador. I'll be fine, Colonel, Ambassador Lorimer said. There are all sorts of local police as well. He paused and added, What is that phrase from Tactics 101? I think you've been outflanked by Cullen, Colonel. Colonel, Leverett added, you didn't really expect me to wave a tearful bye-bye while you and Jack Davidson flew off to do battle with the forces of evil, did you? Castillo was silent. Then he shook his head in an exaggerated fashion. I give up. Colonel, what's the worst scenario? Ward asked. Castillo inhaled deeply, exhaled audibly, and said, These people took out two of Comandante Duffy's gendarmes. He wants to leave bodies all over to make the point they shouldn't have done this. I can't stop him. Frankly, I'm not sure I blame him, but I can't afford to get us involved in anything like that. So, worst scenario is that we get in a firefight on the ground. That would take time. I think Duffy's men are going to be in the compound where Timmons is within 5 minutes of the time we get there. I want to be gone by then, long before there's any chance of us taking fire or casualties. There came the sound of the Huey's engine starting. Well, Bob, I think you'd better take this old Air Force type to the house, Castillo said. He's had enough excitement for one day. What I think we need, Colin, is a kinder, gentler commander, Colonel Taurine said. Almost exactly 2 hours later, at 0620 hours, Castillo and Leverett looked out the side door of Red Riding Hood 4, around the Gatling gun, as the aircraft lifted off. They waved goodbye to Ambassador Lorimer, who was standing by the table in the field with the two next best available shooters from the stockade at his side.